Myths of Greece and Rome. Midas. Adapted by C.E. Smith. Narration, Katie Haig. Once upon a time, there lived a very rich king whose name was Midas, and he had a little daughter whom he loved very dearly. This king was fonder of gold than of anything else in the whole world, or if he did love anything better, it was the one little daughter who played so merrily beside her father's footstool. But the more Midas loved his daughter, the more he wished to be rich for her sake. He thought, foolish man, that the best thing he could do for his child was to leave her the biggest pile of yellow glittering gold that had ever been heaped together since the world began. So he gave all his thoughts and all his time to this purpose. When he worked in his garden, he used to wish that the roses had leaves made of gold, and once, when his little daughter brought him a handful of yellow buttercups, he exclaimed, "Now, if these had only been real gold, they would have been worth gathering." He very soon forgot how beautiful the flowers and the grass and the trees were, and at the time my story begins, Midas could scarcely bear to see or to touch anything that was not made of gold. Every day he used to spend a great many hours in a dark, ugly room underground. It was here that he kept all his money. And whenever Midas wanted to be very happy, he would lock himself into this miserable room and would spend hours and hours pouring the glittering coins out of his money bags. Or he would count again and again the bars of gold which were kept in a big oak chest with a great iron lock in the lid. And sometimes he would carry a box full of gold dust from the dark corner where it lay and would look at the shining heap by the light that came from a tiny window. To his greedy eyes, there never seemed to be half enough. He was quite discontented. "Oh, what a happy man I should be," he said one day, "if only the whole world could be made of gold, and if it all belonged to me." Just then, a shadow fell across the golden pile, and when Midas looked up, he saw a young man with a cheery, rosy face standing in the thin strip of sunshine that came through the little window. Midas was certain that he had carefully locked the door before he opened his money bags, so he knew that no one, unless he were more than a mortal, could get in beside him. The stranger seemed so friendly and pleasant that Midas was not in the least afraid. "You're a rich man, friend Midas," the visitor said. "I doubt if any other room in the whole world has as much gold in it as this." "I doubt if any other room in the whole world has as much gold in it as this." "Maybe," said Midas, in a discontented voice, "but I wish it were much more. And think how many years it has taken me to gather it all. If only I could live for 1,000 years, then I might be really rich." "Then you're not satisfied?" asked the stranger. Midas shook his head. "Well, what would satisfy you?" the stranger said. Midas looked at his visitor for a minute, and then said, "I'm tired of getting money with so much trouble. I should like everything I touch to be changed into gold." The stranger smiled, and his smile seemed to fill the room like a flood of sunshine. "Are you quite sure, Midas, that you would never be sorry if your wish were granted?" he asked. "Quite sure," said Midas. "I ask nothing more to make me perfectly happy." "Be it as you wish, then," said the stranger. "From tomorrow at sunrise, you will have your desire. Everything you touch will be changed into gold." The figure of the stranger then grew brighter and brighter, so that Midas had to close his eyes, and when he opened them again, he saw only a yellow sunbeam in the room, and all around him glittered the precious gold which he had spent his life in gathering. How Midas longed for the next day to come. He scarcely slept that night, and as soon as it was light, he laid his hand on the chair beside his bed. Then he nearly cried when he saw that nothing happened. The chair remained just as it was. Could the stranger have made a mistake, he wondered, or had it been a dream? He lay still, getting angrier and angrier each minute, until at last the sun rose, and the first rays shone through his window and brightened the room. It seemed to Midas that the bright yellow sunbeam was reflected very curiously from the covering of his bed, and he sat up and looked more closely. What was his delight when he